congratulations. If you're listening to this tape, it's because you made it through the gauntlet of appeal bond and use an occupancy to be able to move forward with your appeal. As always with court, do not miss deadlines and make sure that you always serve the other side. Now, the other thing, though, is that you're now in the world of courts that actually function like courts. You will have clerks who, although again, as always, you're not to ask them legal questions, but if they do something and it turns out that it's a mistake, they will take responsibility for it, and they will rectify it. So expect to be treated decently. I'm also attaching here the guide for pro se litigants to appeals. Don't overwhelm yourself with it. From here on out, your court case will depend on the written materials. You may, at the end of the appeals process, get a oral argument scheduled. It's very unusual to have an oral argument, so we generally feel like at this point you don't need a lawyer to do stuff if you can do written English. So the first thing is that your notice of appeal went to the what they refer to as the lower court, in this case usually the housing court. That means that the next step is for the housing court or lower court to compile your appeal. That means they call it assembling the record. They get all the materials together and send it up to the appeals court. However, that has to be a complete file. And your job is to figure out whether any of the hearings, you might want the audio tape and get it transcribed before the file is considered completely assembled, because you have to enter the transcriptions into the file at the housing court level. So look through your case. Tapes are now gotten at FTR Court FM. If you're indigent, you are supposed to be able to waive the fees, and you can ask them for transcription. However, remember that the court, if you're indigent, will be paying for those transcriptions, so you really should only get the ones that you want for the case. Don't just willy-nilly order everything. So what we recommend doing is, if you haven't already done so, order the audio tapes for any hearing you think you might possibly want the transcription from. Listen to them, and then ask for transcriptions for any of them that have an interaction in the court that you think is relevant to your appeal. Choose wisely, but don't limit yourself, because this is an important part of the record. You need to notify the housing court or lower court that you are getting the audio tapes and deciding which ones you want transcription for, and that you will keep the court informed as you collect them. This is best done in a letter on your letterhead, CC'd to the lawyer on the other side, so that everybody's aware of the steps that you're taking, and you need to be efficient about getting this done. Do not drag it on. You can't control how long the transcriptions take to get done, but the rest of the steps you can, and you need to be communicate where you need to and push it along. Once the record is assembled, it will get sent up to the appeals court. You are supposed to get a letter telling you that you have, I believe, 10 days to docket the appeal. Docketing an appeal is very straightforward. They need a cover motion and your fee, or if you're indigent, an affidavit of indigency. Remember, in filling out an affidavit of indigency, you only check off one of A, B, or C, and it's in that order. You check off A if A applies to you, if A does not apply to you, C if B does not apply to you, C if C does. And if you do see Remember, you need to add a supplemental. These are available on the court website or from us. You docket the appeal timely, and then you're supposed to do a docketing statement, and hopefully the pro se guide tells you how to submit it, but you can just get the appeals court docketing statement form off the court website and fill that in. Then you're supposed to have 40 days to put in your appellant brief. An appellant brief is a monster in terms of size. You must allow enough time. You should start early and expect that it will take 4 or 5 days at the end to do all of the layout and logistics for the appendix. So schedule your time appropriately. However, you are allowed to ask for extensions of time for legitimate reasons, I believe up to 180 days. We've had people, you know, who had a child go into the hospital with I'm not remembering the name of it. Anyway, a life-threatening situation, and they got their full 180 days. So be respectful of the court, because you expect the court to be respectful of you, but you can ask for more time, and I would assume that the 40 days will not be enough for you to do all of the logistics for layout and compiling that has to be done after you've written everything. Once that's submitted, the other side will get I think it's supposed to be 20 days to do their reply brief. You're called the appellant. They're called the appellee. For them to do the appellee brief, and then although the court does not expect people to do it, you do have a right to do a reply brief. And the number of pages get progressively shorter. Make sure that you, in your appellant brief, the first brief, attach every single document that could possibly be needed from the lower court to your appendix, because you can add stuff later, but you're not supposed to, and it's only in very rare circumstances. If there is something absolutely crucial that you're missing from your file, you can ask for the appeals court to let you reopen the lower case to do a reconsideration and add that in, but it's pretty unusual, so be diligent about doing it right the first time. If you blow something on layout, etc., when you first submit your appellant brief, the court generally sends it back to you and gives you a few days to fix it. So the trick here is to be diligent and focused, but don't make yourself crazy, and stay in touch throughout the process. I have a separate tape on how you go through the steps to put an appeals brief together. Good luck.